Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Folks are fired up in Muhlenberg County. Their new Farmers Market Pavilion is set to open mid-summer. Local Extension agent Daryl Simpson says it all started last year when the beekeepers group and market leaders had an idea to use a vacant building for a honey kitchen and a new market center.
And from there, it just spawned ideas of developing a new pavilion. And so again, those groups were able to visit, gather ideas, and then fiscal court got on board to help us work on grant possibilities and things of that nature. And so I have to credit our local fiscal court for really leading the charge on this.
The groups got together, worked on those grants, which culminated with last December's State Ag Development Board announcement for the project of $125,000.
We're looking at roughly about $160,000, $125,000 coming from the Governor's Office of Ag Policy, $25,000 from Felix Martin Foundation, and then also $10,000 from our Pennyroyal Area Development District. Again, roughly 160 there. And then fiscal court is going to cost share as well. So I think all total, we're talking $325,000 to get this project up and moving.
Simpson says beekeepers with existing equipment can extract honey and bottle it in the new kitchen. They'll also have restrooms and a permanent structure for market patrons when the pavilion opens, hopefully July 1st. We'll be right back.
At Farm Credit Mid-America, we know that rural properties don't fit into a nice little box. Rural home loans can be tricky for banks to navigate, but for us, they're what we do every day. In fact, the more out of the box the property you're interested in, the more we can do to help streamline the loan process. To simplify your rural home purchase, call 855-605-9346 or visit e-farmcredit.com. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal housing lender.
We're back with Muhlenberg County Extension Agent Daryl Simpson on their new Farmers Market Pavilion on schedule for a July 1st opening in the community of Powderly, right next to the Extension office about halfway between Central City and Greenville. He says this is a big deal from an economic development standpoint and as a community asset.
Not only do we want to provide a place for the beekeepers and the farmers market, but we also want to make this more of a destination where that we can possibly provide some cooking lessons, we can do maybe some cook-offs, have some local artisans in to show their work or things of that nature. And so we truly want it to be something where folks tend to want to collect and take part in community activities and take advantage of local produce and honey and things of that nature.
He says beekeepers in nearby counties have been invited in to use the honey kitchen facilities, and farmers market vendors and customers are excited as well. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.